This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mayfield shotgun from the 10. Baker's got the snap. Baker up in the pocket. Baker shuffling, throwing, end zone. Caught in the back corner of the end zone. And it's a touchdown as the Browns do it again. David Njoku is having a night. His second of the game.
Was that broadcast over a telephone? Browns Radio with the call. Good morning, Metroplex. We made it to a Friday. It's Sean and Roy in for Choppy. Lane Lewis running the board for Troy Hughes on your home of the NFL. We're going to go Cowboys star up, star down at 6:20 with their loss, late loss to San Francisco last night. But we got Rangers to get to. We have Dez Bryant to get to and around the NFL. You want to start with Dez or you want to start with the other games?
Let's start with Dez. Do we have a new development as of 6:01 this morning? Because it seemed like it went all night.
Do we have something?
No, we don't. I'm just saying. I'm going to pull it up to check to make sure.
Okay.
Because he was going all night.
All right, here's how it started. So John Dorsey, Browns general manager, who has talked about Dez Bryant in the past, said to Mary Kay Cabot yesterday that Dez Bryant's not returning any phone calls, that he wanted to bring him in and talk to him and have a discussion and think it over, but he wasn't returning any phone calls. So then that got relayed, of course, and remember Jarvis Landry lobbying Dez to go sign with them. He did that on Twitter, and then Dez started firing back on social media. And he said, I actually did talk with Mr. Dorsey, so take another L. That was to a football fan writing to Dez. For real, I wouldn't mind playing for the Browns. I just want to be right first. I'm going to play this year just whenever I get ready. I'm not on anybody's time. I'm still getting myself ready. If you disagree, go to hell. And then, of course, he puts the laugh emoji afterwards. And he told this to Ben and Skin, and he said it again last night. I played with a broken foot before based on emotions, trying to satisfy the fans. That didn't work out too well for me, so this time I'm choosing to be 100% for sure. I'll take all the time I need to show who I am. I have a legit 3 years left. I spent 8 years in Dallas. I finally get to actually enjoy my babies. I get to heal properly. I'm not playing with no pain. Mental and physical work plays a huge part in football. And then Dez tweeted, starting my visits next week, I'm coming to the land to see you, Mr. Dorsey. And John Dorsey was told about this. And Zach Johnson, a reporter from The Athletic in Cleveland, said that John Dorsey in the press box said, my phone ain't ringing. What the heck?
Boy, there's a lot to unpack there. All right, we'll start by Dez alleging that he'd already talked to John Dorsey. Well, then why did John Dorsey say you're not returning phone calls? Like, if he had talked to you, he would say, I talked to Dez, we had a nice conversation,
yeah,
and we'll see where it goes from there. So, number one, I'm not really understanding Dez's take here. Number two,
well, one of them is not telling the truth.
Yeah, exactly. And I think
I would lean towards, from, you know, Dez not telling the truth.
From past history, I don't know how you wouldn't lean that way. In addition to that, Sean, then he goes on to say, on social media, what was the star of episode one of Hard Knocks? What moment was the star? It was either Hugh Jackson biting back against Todd Haley. It was Jarvis Landry swearing up a storm. What did Jarvis talk about that entire speech? Hey, guys, if you're dealing with little nagging injuries, little foot things or whatever it is, you need to get out on the field because you're not going to get better sitting in the training room. And here Dez is on social media showing love to Jarvis not 24 hours ago for the speech and then saying, I'm not going to play anywhere until I get right. I'm not going to work 100% until I'm 100% right. A, have you not been 100% right all offseason because you've been throwing workout videos out there. I would assume you're only putting videos out there that's of you at your absolute best. No one puts videos out of themselves at 80% and say, look at all the work that I'm doing with my bum foot. So that doesn't make sense. And his whole premise really doesn't make sense. I'm not expecting Dez Bryant to be visiting the Browns next week is, I guess, what I'm ultimately saying out of all this.
I'm with you on siding with John Dorsey. I just don't know what Dez is doing. You know, you can talk about being at peace and getting right and getting healthy. All that is well and good. But jobs are not at a premium right now. It's not like we're just starting free agency. We're not just starting training camp. You still have to learn a playbook. You still have to get acclimated. You still have to get familiar with a quarterback.
Well, does he need to learn a playbook?
Well,
he's got a back shoulder. He's got a slant. He's got a, you know, he's got a screen and a go.
Yeah.
And
that's true too.
I think we'll be all right. Fun joke there from Dez Bryant. Maybe he provided some insight into why he's doing it, Sean, by retweeting Emmanuel Acho, who tweeted last night, it's actually a genius move by Dez Bryant. Teams audition players all the time via workouts, etc. Why not let them audition for you before making a contractual agreement? Dez is he's letting...
So is Manny Acho... is he suggesting that Dez wanted to watch the Browns play their first preseason game and then he's like, let's go visit? Is that what he's getting to?
I think he is watching the second episode of Hard Knocks next week, and if everything looks good, he's going to be in camp by Wednesday.
Manny Acho's he's tweeted two foolish things on Twitter. First was, you know, calling Dak out for the Get Out painting, and then you have this. So right now, I like that Manny Acho's speaking, but I think he's 0-2. So Dez Bryant, and again, all this. You and I were both keep Dez here, guys. All this just makes the Cowboys look better and better. It does. Like, it's confusing. It's dramatic. It's loud. It's nonstop. It makes the Cowboys look better day by day and week by week. I hate to say it because I'm still scared about the passing game, and I still think he has something left that could help. But they have to be sitting back in their offices saying, see? Just gonna sip my tea,
man. I just picture Dez sitting in his little sitting on his throne like a game of singled out, just traipsing teams, you know, right in front of him, watching games in the preseason. Be like, you know what? I've eliminated the Dolphins from my list.
Yeah,
they're not doing it for me.
Good grief!
This is a impressive spin job.
Yeah, by Dez Bryant. So Dez says he's going to visit the Browns next week. The Browns GM is like, I don't know anything about it. Speaking of the Browns, you heard the clip that Lane played. Man, Baker Mayfield looked good. I was all in on this. I was switching back and forth this and the Rangers, but I did not miss a snap that Baker Mayfield played. And well, let's start off with Tyrod. Did you watch this game?
Yes, I did.
Tyrod looked pretty good. So
really good. I mean, you can't look better than 5-for-5 with a touchdown. Can't look better than that.
Tyrod looked good. And Baker looked really good. The arm strength is superior to Johnny Manziel.
Mm-hmm.
He had a good pocket presence. The first touchdown that he threw came off like a second or third read. Like that's what you look for with a young guy in terms of the progressions. He went through them. He had an amazing sideline throw that got overturned in Cleveland's favor. He was fading while rolling right, and he put some mustard on a ball on the sideline, and then he threw a perfect slant to the kid who has been in trouble, Antonio Callaway, the rookie wide receiver that went for 54 yards. I mean, you got to be pumped if you're a Cleveland Browns fan. Pumped.
The numbers look great. 11 for 20, 212 yards, 2 touchdowns in 7 drives, 125.4 quarterback rating. He also had 3 carries for 13 yards. So he scrambled a little bit, including getting a first down scramble on a third down, which was impressive.
Yep.
Had a fourth down conversion on one of those drives as well. And the touchdown throw was nice. It was a window, you know, into 3 defenders. He fitted in there to Njoku, by the way. Fantasy alert, two touchdowns for the former first round draft pick. Just keep an eye on him is all. And Baker looked good. Tyrod looked good. They got a very interesting situation. where if they feel comfortable enough with Baker Mayfield, is it inconceivable that they could move Tyrod for like a third? If I were them and I felt comfortable about Baker, I would move Tyrod for a third round pick somewhere because I think you could get that for him.
Yeah.
And maybe more.
Yeah, I would let
especially if he continues to have a nice preseason.
Yeah, I don't know when the NFL trade deadline is. Teams used to not want to trade because you're too far behind in playbooks and schemes. And then recently, at least last year, I remember, the trade deadline was awesome. We had a lot of activity. But I still got to have Tyrod start the year. I want to ease I want to ease Baker into it a little bit, and then I can think about all that stuff. But I got to have Tyrod start the year. That's me.
Usually about 6 to 8 weeks into the season is the trade deadline. One thing about that trade deadline thing, by the way, another interesting part I think that we may see from the NFL and around the NFL is some trades before the preseason ends. Remember, they no longer do the four different cutdowns. The entire full team cutdown is on September 1st, where you got to trim your roster from 90 plus to 53. So it's very possible that teams could be looking around and saying, hey, I really like the fact that you, Dallas Cowboys, as an example, have a bunch of extra wide receivers. You know, I'm Seattle. Maybe I don't want to give you Earl Thomas for a third rounder, but if we want to talk about a third rounder plus Lance Lenoir, we could use another wide receiver. I'm just saying, as an example, I do think we're probably going to see some interesting trades take place, Sean, because of that major cutdown. Teams will say, well, I want to have my first crack at a guy, and I'm willing to give you someone that we're probably going to cut ourselves anyway.
All right, this game started, though, with a pretty impressive highlight. Saquon Barkley's first NFL carry.
Barkley gets the first touch. Barkley makes a few miss. That's why he was second overall, out across the 50 and chased out at the Browns' 48-yard line, a 39-yard run on his first touch.
NFL Network with the call. You got to love Cowboy fans. I tweeted out. you know what I'm going to say?
Go ahead.
I was like, oh, man, Saquon, great first run. It was pretty impressive.
Zeke would have scored a touchdown on that.
Zeke would have scored a touchdown. First off, Saquon Barkley is faster and quicker than Zeke Elliott. Let's get that straight. That's number one. Number two, oh, my gosh, it was Cleveland. Hey, does anyone want to disagree? I'll leave the forum open to disagreement.
I mean, it's a terrible run defense. Look what they're doing. Look what they're playing against.
It's like a college team out there, okay?
Lane?
I would never say that about Ezekiel Elliott. I think he's the fastest running back in the entire NFL.
So that's number one. Number two, it was Cleveland. And then number three was, well, what did he do after?
Now, I will say, yeah, he only had 9 yards after that on four carries.
His next two carries went backwards. That's not the point. The point is to see the individual skill and ability. He showed patience. He showed vision. He showed burst. He got to the outside, and he turned it up. It was impressive, right?
Yeah, it was a nice run.
Cleveland. It was Cleveland. Preseason. It's only preseason. I love it's only preseason guy. Just don't watch any of the games.
By the way, that same guy will tell you that the Cowboys are on their way to 16-0.
Michael Gallup's the new playmaker.
Despite them losing in the preseason.
Michael Gallup's, yeah, you're right. Michael Gallup's the new playmaker. So Saquon looked good on that run. It was just one run, but Baker Mayfield's the story of this game. And Tyrod Taylor played very well. Okay, let's get to Kelvin Benjamin and Cam Newton. Remember, Kelvin Benjamin said last week that Cam Newton, he wishes he didn't play with Cam Newton, a smarter quarterback, a more accurate quarterback, like Eli. He lost all credibility. Now, Cam has accuracy issues, but you can't use Eli Manning as your comp. You sound stupid and you look dumb. And yesterday, the Panthers played the Bills, and Cam Newton walks right up to Kelvin Benjamin. Amazing video footage of the entire confrontation. Cam looked like he was going up peacefully. Kelvin did not extend the hand to say what's up. Then Cam got in his face, and Kelvin wanted no part of it, walked away.
Yeah, it started peacefully. I thought Cam, you know, extended the olive branch. He looked like he was intent. And again, we couldn't really understand what they were going to say. A video from the Charlotte Observer wasn't able to get a boom mic in there to give us the inside scoop. But Cam looked like he was ready to have a nice conversation. Hey, man, what happened? Was it misconstrued? And when Kelvin didn't shake his hand back. Then Cam went alpha male. Put the hands behind the back in that way you used to do in middle school. What are you going to do about it? You going to hit me then? Go ahead. Swing on it.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Be the first. Be the first to do something because I know you ain't about it. And sure enough, Kelvin Benjamin, I mean, I thought Kelvin tried to walk away from it a couple times. I didn't think that made him the bigger man in this case.
I don't love all of Cam's antics, but I was a big Cam fan right there.
I was rooting for Cam.
Me too.
I was team Cam on that one, and I thought he got the better of it anyway. He eventually left off, although maybe Kelvin had the last laugh.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.